The president repeated his falsehood from yesterday about NATO not coming to this country's aid, which it famously did after 9/11 and for decades after in Afghanistan, also Iraq. He also confused Greenland and Iceland several times.
Until the last few days when I told them about Iceland, they loved me. But the problem with NATO is that we'll be there for them 100%. But I'm not sure that they'd be there for us. If we gave them the call, gentlemen, we are being attacked. We're under attack by such and such a nation. I know them all very well. I'm not sure that they'd be there. I know we'd be there for them. I don't know that they'd be there for us. So with all of the money we expend, with all of the blood, sweat, and tears, I don't know that they'd be there for us. They're not there for us on Iceland, that I can tell you. I mean, our stock market took the first dip yesterday because of Iceland. So Iceland's already cost us a lot of money.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt tried to correct a reporter who called attention to the Greenland-Iceland confusion, saying, quote, his written remarks referred to Greenland as a piece of ice because that's what it is.